You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras White Sox. I'm Matt Wehmeyer. The Pale Hosts have been very busy this offseason, as some of the big names they brought in include Jeff Samardzija, David Robertson, and Melky Cabrera. All three men recently met the media in the Windy City.
We have a very special feeling today around here. Any one of these three individuals being here by themselves or announcing their acquisition for the club would have been huge news for us. It would have merited a gathering like this and a celebration like the one we're having here today. The fact that we're able to have all three of these players here means not only a great deal to us, but also speaks volumes to them willing to be here as teammates, sharing a goal and helping us achieve a world championship in 2015. Pretty much everyone in this room has heard plenty from me over the last week or so, and there's people far more interesting than I here, so I'm going to keep it brief. None of this happens. The three acquisitions that we're discussing today are LaRoche and Duke and other moves we've made without the aggressiveness of Jerry Reinsdorf. He sets the tone at the top of the organization. It was he who was, in these three individual circumstances, it was he in the room when we were discussing Robertson, encouraging us to stretch in order to get something done. It was Jerry who, each time we spoke in between the general managers meetings and the winter meetings, asked me where we were in terms of the Oakland conversations in order to acquire Jeff. And it was Jerry, late Saturday evening, who, despite us stretching well beyond where we expected to go from a payroll standpoint for 2015, said, let's go for it and get Melky done. Jerry, Kenny, and myself, as well as our department, baseball department, set off about 18 months ago during the 2013 season to put ourselves in a position to contend as quickly as possible, but also in a way that we felt was going to be sustainable. Kenny spoke earlier in this offseason about wanting to get us back in a position where White Sox fans can dream again. We feel with these acquisitions, the growth of our young core, as well as some of the prospects that we've been able to acquire and develop over the last 18 months, that we've put ourselves back in a position where White Sox fans can be proud of where we are, and it should be a great summer here on the South Side. So without any more from me, let's open up for a few questions. Excellent.
What can you tell us about the process in terms of bringing Melky in terms of, like, you guys really weren't mentioned all along as someone, a team interested. Like, how much back and forth was there, and how did you finally hammer this out, especially without anybody really realizing you guys were in the game?
Yeah, we actually snuck one by you guys for once. We reached out to Melky on the first available moment that we could, soon after the World Series. Peter Greenberg, his representative, and I had conversations fairly regularly over the few weeks leading up to consummating the deal. You know, interestingly, and something that struck me early in the process is even in that first conversation, Peter relayed that, you know, Melky appreciated the interest, that he saw the fit with the White Sox. He liked some of the young players that we had, but he was mostly curious about what we were going to do to put ourselves in a position to win. What other acquisitions did we have in mind, and what was the plan here to bring a championship to Chicago? When I was was on the plane getting ready to take off from San Diego on Thursday, I sent Peter a text and said, I don't know how we would pay for this, but I hope at least at this point Melky sees how he fits and why we want him. And that led to a series of exchanges. Kenny and I had numerous conversations on Friday and Saturday about this, and as well as with Jerry several times over the course of Saturday. And then Peter and I were able to get to parameters that ultimately Jerry said okay to late Saturday night, or late Saturday evening.
Yeah. So how does that happen? How does it go from being, you have to be creative financially to be able to afford a guy like him to the fact where you're closing a deal?
You know, I think it was a combination of two things. The largest factor probably being Jerry's aggressiveness. Jerry saw how it fit. Jerry understood that this was an important piece for us that helped bring the lineup together and set up us in a more productive way than we were situated prior to making the acquisition. So frankly, I think, you know, Jerry smelled it and he wanted to get it done. The second factor, I think, and that probably made Jerry a little more comfortable, is the response of White Sox fans over the last week plus to these moves. There's been this, you know, palatable buzz around the city, and that's translated to, from a sales standpoint, in a positive way that gave Jerry and us the confidence that we were going to be able to stretch to a payroll level that we didn't think was possible as we entered the offseason. We still have other priorities. We're not, I don't think, ever going to feel like we're in a position where we're done. The fact of the matter is there's always ways that we can improve, even if it's just from a depth standpoint. That said, I do feel in the past 6 weeks we've addressed all of our major needs, and frankly, we've done it in a way that has been able to address these needs with premium talent that were to the top of our wish list. So we're very pleased with where we sit today. At the same time, once we're done here celebrating this afternoon, we'll head back down the hall and move on to the next one.
Yeah. So obviously in talking and researching this, you had to probably have a discussion about Melky's past. And how did you address that, and how comfortable are you that that is in the past?
Yeah, we talked about that this morning on the conference call. We're very comfortable with it. You know, they were talking about an incident from 3 years ago that has been publicly played out, and that you know, Melky took responsibility for. And, you know, our agreement is set up in a way where there's a specific punishment in place that he has served, and then you're subject to a heightened level of scrutiny, which he's been able to perform under for the past 2 years, and give him credit for that. We're very confident that the level of play will continue going forward.
This question is for Melky. Can he talk about making the choice of the White Sox to come play for the White Sox?
Bueno, primeramente le doy gracias a Dios y la oportunidad de traerme aquí. Me siento bien contento y fue una decisión buena para mí porque me encanta la ciudad, el parque, y fue una decisión entre mi familia y mi esposa que cogimos.
First of all, I have to thank God for being here.
Oh, I usually do that. First of all, I have to thank God for being here. It was a decision that I made with my family. I'm happy about the decision. My family's happy. I like the city, and I like the ballpark, and I like the White Sox.
Have made, was that a big influence on his decision to sign here?
Con la decisión de los Medias Blancas, ¿tú crees que ha sido una buena decisión para ti venir de para acá?
Bueno, yo digo que fue una decisión muy buena porque han contratado buenos jugadores, por ejemplo David Robinson, Jeff, y yo digo que hay buena química, jóvenes y La Rose, que vamos a hacer todo para, como dijo Han, para traer un campeonato aquí y tenemos buen equipo y seguir trabajando fuerte los entrenamientos.
Yes, it is a good decision because looking at the talent that we have, I mean, we have Robinson, we have Samardzija, and we also have La Roche, and we are going to work together to bring a championship to the city of Chicago. To me, it's a great decision.
Jeff, I heard some comments made that you grew up as a White Sox fan. What does it mean to you to be wearing that uniform right now?
Yeah, you know, growing up Northwest Indiana, came to a lot of games. You know, you get those $9 tickets and you get to sit right in that second deck. And remember a lot of old memories. I remember watching Sammy Sosa play his early games here before he was traded. And the list goes on. So to be able to come here and play and be a part of it's really exciting, and it's definitely feels like I've came full circle in my professional career, and I'm just excited to be here and excited to take advantage of all that emotions and excitement I have, and just let it all out on the field.
Good luck with the White Sox.
shorter drive to put you to the ballpark?
Yeah, Pops and the family get to save on a little gas money for sure.
This is for all three. How long, from your experience, all three of your experience, how long does it take for a large group of guys to mesh together as a unit when they play together from what you've seen?
You know, I think as long as that common denominator is winning, I think it happens pretty quick. I think as a team and as a veteran group of guys, when everyone's on the same page about winning games and playing winning baseball, I think, you know, everything comes together pretty quickly because there is a formula to win games in the big leagues consistently, and it's pretty simple. You know, come out, you play hard, you prepare, and you have each other's backs, and you play for each other. I think as long as everyone's doing that, I think you'll see a pretty quick mesh in personalities and camaraderie amongst the team, for sure.
Absolutely.
For David, this is a pretty young bullpen you're joining. What sort of lessons that you maybe learned from Mariano Rivera can you apply to some of these young guys here, as you being one of the veterans in this group?
Generally, I don't like to give a whole lot of advice until I've seen what somebody can do. But I mean, if I see small adjustments with guys that you know, the things that helped me when I was growing as a pitcher that Mariano used to help me with, you know, then I'll point small things like that out. But for the most part, these guys got here by being talented and knowing what to do. So, you know, for me, I'm just excited to work with a new group of guys. And I'm sure, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, I'll have something that can help them. I'm hoping they'll have something that can help me. I mean, that's the way bullpen guys are. They feed off each other.
How does just being with another team for a short time, how will that kind of ease your transition into adapting to a new team here again?
I think when you're with one team, you know, the whole unknown of getting to know a new team and get reacquainted and get to know the staff and the people that work in the front office, you know, it can be an overwhelming thought, you know, if you've never done it before. So to go and do it one time across the country and a relatively different type of organization where it's run just a little bit different, you know, it kind of broke the ice with getting to know a new team and you kind of learn what works and what doesn't and how to put yourself out there and how to be available to get to know your teammates. And I think once that bridge is crossed and, you know, that little awkwardness stage is gone, you start to open up and get to know these guys and what makes them tick, and they get to know you in the same type of way, and then those friendships and those that camaraderie starts to build, and that's just what you want to be. You want to be available and just try and fit in as seamlessly as possible, as quick as possible, so then you can get to the real matter of winning baseball games, which is the most important thing.
Jeff, we've covered you for years here in Chicago. We know how competitive you are, and now you're going to follow Chris Sale in that rotation. I can only imagine how excited you are to go back-to-back with him.
Yeah, it's exciting. I've already been in touch with Chris a little bit just to try and get the ropes about everything, get to know everyone's names and, you know, who to look out for kind of thing. But obviously Sully, we already know we got to look out for him. He's already on the list. So, it's an excitement. You know, anytime you get to go out and you get to watch guys like this play, you know, that's what it's all about. So, you know, I pitch every fifth day. So any opportunity I get to watch other guys perform and do it at the highest level possible, I enjoy to do it. Chris is one of those guys. Dave's one of the guys. Melky's one of those guys. Abreu, I mean, so on down the list. LaRoche, I've been a big fan of for a long time. So I enjoy watching good baseball. So to sit and to be able to learn from these guys and bounce ideas off of them, it's a great resource to have, and you'd be an idiot not to take advantage of it, for sure.
Jeff, have you circled the day that you'll be pitching against the Cubs?
No, do we play them this year? We do? We'll get to that when we get there, but I think we start with the Royals, so we'll start with that and go from there.
Jeff, although this hasn't been your home ballpark, your body language in this ballpark dictates a certain comfort level. How much did that play into thinking about coming over and playing for the White Sox and probably staying on for several years?
I mean, well, when I play here, I've said this before, essentially it's kind of like playing in my backyard, you know. You get the same type of weather, you know, you get that lake effect, and you know, I'm 30 minutes from home, and it just reminds me a lot of being at home. So there's just definitely a certain comfort level of being here, and me and my fiance have been talking about, you know, of all the possibilities that could have happened this offseason, we kind of knew we were going to get moved. So for it to be here with that comfort level already in place and knowledge of the city and somewhat a little bit of the ballpark, it was a really good situation for me to have that simple transition and allow yourself just to go straight into just learning the team and learning how you need to adjust to the team instead of the city and where you're going to live and the area. So, you know, it takes a lot of things off the list and allows me really just to concentrate on the things I need to concentrate on the field.
David, this was asked of Melky earlier, but how much did the moves that were made prior to you signing have an effect on you?
Absolutely. I've been on the other side playing against Chicago White Sox, and they've just been a nightmare to deal with. When Rick approached us and, you know, we started having some conversations and hearing about the moves that were being done, I was excited. Obviously, you know, they've got a great squad here, and, you know, making them even tougher is something I want to be a part of. So I'm excited to be here. I'm excited about all the moves that have been made because it really made everything work out for me.
Yeah, this is for any of you three. How well do you know each other, including Duke and LaRoche as well? And how easy will it be maybe for you to kind of incorporate yourselves on the team when there's five new guys instead of just one guy facing 24 new faces?
Well, me and Melky know each other. We played together before. I've been a part of a changing team, an evolving team before. Every year it's changed. And, you know, it doesn't take long for guys to get together and figure it out. You're around each other every single day. You get to know everyone. You figure out things out. You have that 45 or 50 days of spring training to learn each other, to learn moves and anything else that goes on the field. And I think it'll happen really fast. I'm excited about the group of guys.
Y yo nos conocemos de Nueva York y yo digo que nosotros tenemos buen equipo para llegar lejos y la Rolo he visto jugando con los Nacios y es buen jugador, primera base. Y desde Pintrenes nosotros comenzamos a conocernos y ahí comenzamos a coger confianza y ahí nos vamos conociendo uno a uno y nos vamos haciendo más compañeros y más amigos.
Me and David know each other from New York. I know about. I've seen LaRoche playing in with the Nationals. It takes a spring training. We start getting along together. We start knowing each other, and after spring training comes, it's like we've been playing forever together. So it takes a spring training to know each other, and then we become better friends when we have a team that we can play with and bring a championship or make it to the playoff.
Just for any of you guys, it's been a couple lean years for baseball here on both sides of town, but this offseason, obviously both teams have made a lot of moves. Have you guys noticed around, as you moved around Chicago, you know, both in run-up and the last couple of days and in general, like the buzz around each baseball team's here? Are you guys getting stopped on the street? Anybody saying stuff to you like, you know, welcome to town, you know, you got to put a win in the field? What kind of stories can you share about any interactions you had with people around town the last couple of days?
Just from speaking from growing up in the area, it's just exciting. You know, I can't think of too many times when this many things in Chicagoland have been going the way they're going. Obviously with the Hawks and the Bulls and then the two baseball teams doing what they're doing. It's just the way it should be. It's a big city. It's a sports city through and through to the heart. And the Chicago fans, the Chicago sports fans deserve winning teams and competitive teams that are trying for a championship every year. And I think you're seeing they're getting that. And not only that, I think on the other side, you're starting to see how exciting it is and how exciting it is for them to be a part of this and come out and root for us. So, you know, it's really cool. And obviously there's more excitement when you win. So with all the talk and all the things that have happened before the season, you know, nothing happens until you go out and you win those ball games and you prove to those fans that all the moves were the right moves and that you're in it to win it. So, you know, time will show that, but I think right now it's an exciting time to be a part of all this for sure.
Quick
Question for Melky. Melky, what are your thoughts on Jose Abreu from what you've seen of him so far, and how excited are you to probably hit right in front of him?
¿Qué tú crees de José Abreu y cómo de excitante es el poder jugar con un jugador de la calidad de José Abreu?
Bueno, es tremendo jugador. Lo vi muchas veces jugando y dijo que es un bateador muy fino, batea para toda la banda y es un jugador bueno y espero conocerlo y jugar mucho tiempo con él al lado de él.
Jose is a great player. I seen him playing last season, and he can hit to all fields, and he can do a lot of things. I'm excited about playing with him next season, and I'm looking forward to.
Jeff, take your time with this one. You grew up a White Sox fan. You played in front of Cub fans. How would you compare and contrast the two?
I mean, obviously they're both hungry. I think, you know, the White Sox obviously won the title a handful of years back, and I think that's, you know, eased the yearning a little bit, and kind of been something that has been exciting. And I know for myself to pay attention to it was exciting to watch as a fan, and I think you see the same hunger, you know, on the north side with those fans too. But obviously loyalty is never a question, you know, with the fan bases. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, to tell you the truth. I just think that the difference is the team that they root for. So I think all the difference comes from what hat your father put on you when you were a little kid, and what jersey you chose to wear, whether it was a Ryan Sandberg jersey or a Frank Thomas jersey growing up. And I think it's that simple. So I think there's a lot of similarities. And then in the fall and winter, then you go root on your Bears. So I think, which right now, you know, it's a little tough, but that's the way it goes. So. Just, you know, a lot of passion, a lot of love, and you feel that as a player, and you want to go out and return that, you know, to the fans and show that you have that same passion, that same love for the sport that they love to come out and watch. That's really all you can do.
For Jeff, you mentioned your dad being a White Sox fan, but does the White Sox history go beyond your father? How far back does it go with your family, and how close were you watching in 05?
Well, my grandparents came over in 52, so before my father, I don't think there was too much White Sox fans going on in the Samardzija family, unless they had some sweet cable back in the day over in Serbia. But, my dad was a White Sox fan. He was a Blackhawks fan more than anything else, so he tried to throw the skates on me, and I was like Bambi out there on the ice, so he banged that idea real quick and put a football in my hands. So. You know, I obviously watched it really close. I mean, I was a fan of the team growing up, so to see him make that run, quite a little unexpected run there at the beginning of the playoffs, and then they kind of caught fire, you know, after AJ decided that, you know, that it was a drop third strike, you know, when, you know, everyone knows the real rules, but hey, it worked, and it got him a win, and hey, anything it takes, Kenny, whatever it takes to win, baby, whatever it takes. So. You know, I mean, it was just an exciting time. Anytime, you know, you're making runs in the playoffs like that as a young fan, the excitement's there. And you know, you go out and you go buy those jerseys and those hats, and those are the guys you want to emulate when you get older. And that's all you can ask for as a player is to be a good role model, and hopefully these kids want to come and be you one day.
Hey, where did your family come over from in 52?
From Serbia. Yeah.
Down here on the right. Jeff, you once said that you can't wait to be 35 so people football question, because
you'd be too old. Are you ready for it
again? Am I ready for what? People asking, do you wish you had played as a receiver?
You know, I think we're getting there. We're burying that question slowly but surely. Obviously, it hurts me as an athlete to not be able to play and have to watch it every Sunday. But, you know, when you make decisions, you stick by them and you go all in on them. And, you know, what I decided to do was based on a love for a sport that I had that when it came down to it and weighed up against another sport, it won easily. And for me, I think you see where I'm sitting now today that it was the right decision, and a big reason why I'm here going through some ups and downs in my career is because of my love for the sport and that passion to be good. And it has driven me to keep going, you know, and fight through the tough times and understand that there is better times, you know, around the bend, and I just kept working, and here we are today. But you know, it's a tough decision, and it was unfortunate, but you know, it had to be made, and it was made correctly, and I'm happy with where I'm at.
Question for David. We all know what the expectations are playing at Yankee Stadium, playing for the Yankees. Can you talk about, do you feel like you're bringing those expectations here to the South Side when you come onto the team?
Absolutely. I wouldn't be here if I didn't think that, you know, this team's not capable of getting to the playoffs. I want to win another World Series. It's fun. It's a lot of fun for the city. It's fun for the players. And I haven't been in the playoffs the last 2 years, and I'm itching to get back there.
Jeff, how much will you miss those 8 a.m. wake-up calls getting to the park for a 105, 120 start?
Not very much. I thought I got away from it, but over at Oakland, there's second most day games in the league. So, you know, you went from one to the other one. So, you know, your clock gets a little messed up. And it's actually not the worst thing in Chicago, though. You know, when you're done at 5 and you get to go enjoy some nice meals at, you know, Tavern and Rush or Gibson's or something like that, you know, it's not the worst day in the world. So, you know, you prefer to be on a schedule, though, you know, and be consistently playing night games, and your body gets used to it, and you get a more chance to recover and do what you need to do. And you miss that rush hour traffic around here, and that's exciting. But, you know, I think it's just about a rhythm and a routine. So when you get to sleep in and you get to prepare for a night game and you're doing it consistently, it's easier for you to get your body in tune and ready to go for each day.
This is for Melky. The White Sox have built up a tradition of having what we call a good Latin ambiente. How much did that play into his comfort level of coming to a clubhouse where he's naturally at home with that language?
Realmente han elaborado un sistema de un ambiente latino en el equipo. ¿Cómo eso influyó en tu decisión de venir para acá con jugadores latinos que tiene el equipo?
No, hay bastante latino, pero yo digo que todos nos llevamos bien, los americanos, los boricuas, todos nosotros siempre hacemos un plan para llevarnos bien. Lo que siempre me ha gustado es jugar duro, y yo veo que hay bastante muchachos jóvenes, y creo que como vamos y con las contrataciones que han hecho, vamos a llegar lejos, y lo que más quiero es jugar en octubre.
It doesn't make any difference, but I'm happy that there's a Latinos in the team, but I get along with everybody. Latinos, non-Latinos, because we are all a family, and we play together for the same goal, which is make it to the playoffs.
And this new-look White Sox team should do some damage in the AL Central in 2015. For MLB.com Extras White Sox, I'm Matt Wehmeyer.
Celebrate the holidays with the official online shop of Major League Baseball, the MLB.com shop. Give the gift of baseball to the whole family with jerseys, caps, outerwear, menswear, women's and kids' wear, collectibles, and home decor. MLB.com has gifts for all the baseball fans on your list, now with free ground shipping on all orders over $50. Do your holiday shopping now at MLB.com/shop.